Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on the 31st, Metro will host the indie rock noise pop duo from Brooklyn, known as Sleigh Bells. Sleigh Bells is a duo of vocalist Alexis Krauss and guitarist Derek Miller. They burst on the New York City music scene back in 2010 with their outstanding debut album, Treats. Since then, they put out three more albums and the latest EP called Kid Khrushchev. To say the music produced by Sleigh Bells is indie rock is doing it a disservice. It's much more than that. It's rock, it's electronic, it's pop, it's even got a little R&B in it. And the beats crafted by Derek Miller expertly move this music to the forefront. In short, it's Sleigh Bells. Like I said, the band coming to Metro on the 31st, and Derek Miller joins me now. Derek, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. What's up, Justin? Thanks for having me, man.
First off, how often do you get through Chicago and talk about how important it is to play Chicago, play places like the Metro?
I mean, I think the Metro is up there with like 930 Club in D.C. is one of the, easily one of my favorite venues to play in America. I mean, a lot of that, to be honest, has to do with the crowd. I mean, Chicago's just, I don't know, it's just got a vibe. People aren't uptight. Everybody shows up to have a good time. And I mean, really, for me, that's essential. If it's going to be a good show, there's got to be some type of reciprocation. The crowd really does a lot of the work, to be perfectly honest. So, I mean, it's killer. I love it to death. I love Chicago. And I mean, I've been playing the Metro since I was a little kid because I played in a hardcore band when I was from like 16 to 23 called Poison the Well. So I think the first time I played the Metro was like 2000 or 2001. So, I mean, I've been coming through there for like 17 years, so it's got a lot of history with the place. I love Chicago. It's just a badass, hardworking town, and yeah, man, I love it. Always happy to be there.
It's amazing to think that you've been playing a place like Metro for 17 years. Talk about how you have evolved as a musician from the time that you were just talking about in a hardcore band and punk music to what you're doing now at Kid Khrushchev. There has been an evolution in the music of Derek Miller and Sleigh Bells. Talk about how you see the music that you're producing now versus what you were doing 17 years ago.
You know, with Poison the Well, it was... It was a five-piece band. It was democratic, so the chemistry was very different. There was a lot of fighting, you know, young dudes, everybody's headstrong, that's to be expected. But I just wanted to shift gears. I was sick of I like the intensity of hardcore, and especially in the live setting, but I'm not a big fan of the aggression or especially violence. I'm not a fan of violence at shows. I mean, when I hear people kind of talk about how it used to be back in the day, like, oh, you could get hurt at a show, I mean, I think that's really sick and kind of misguided. I'm all about intensity and energy, but I don't think that, hardcore is just different, man. Kids get beat up every single night. I mean, we were in brawls. We had our tires slashed. And I was just sick of that, man. I wanted to be in a band. I wanted to work with a woman, a female songwriter. I've always been a fan. I was sort of raised on by my mother a lot of, like, the female pop titans of the late 80s. Cyndi Lauper, Madonna. I like the Belinda Carlisle solo stuff a lot. Like, those records are really close to my heart. So really kind of marrying that type of stuff with hardcore comes naturally to me. I mean, I just like the contrast there. I think something interesting happens. And it was new. You know, this is ambitious, but I didn't want to be musically. I didn't want to be in a pre-existing lane. You know, I really wanted to create our own sound and just be a totally singular band. I wanted to be singular artists. And I also wanted it to be fun. I mean, I'm dead serious about it, but I wanted it to be a blast, you know? So, like, I hope we've never really lost that. Some of the new stuff is a little lusher and not quite as aggressive, but, you know, I'm always going to love, like, but there's still like tracks like Favorite Transgressions is a track off Kid Khrushchev. drums, big riffs, and that stuff just never really came to
me. That's the sleigh bell sound. I mean, that guitar riff and obviously Alexis's voice. But there is something about that that in 2010, that was what grabbed people. As you evolve with the albums, of course, but also with the EP, and like you just mentioned with Kid Khrushchev, you start to move into a, like you said, a more lush sound, something a little bit different. Is that by design? Are you changing the way that you guys sound? Are you narrowing the way that you sound? Talk about the evolution of Sleigh Bells.
It's really just about, honestly, man, whatever inspires me, whatever excites my ears, and whatever, like when I'm working on something and I'm ready to kick down my friend's door, you know, to play it for him, that's when I feel like it's ready to go. You know, that's really all it is. There's no master plan, you know, it's just one day at a time. But I do tend to like rebound from things. Like, so Khrushchev's, like we were both saying, is kind of more lush and has quieter tracks. A lot of stuff I'm working on now is like pretty obnoxiously loud again, and it's a reaction to it. It's a little heavier, and it's a little more aggressive, but that's just for now, you know what I mean? It's like 6 months from now. We always have stuff in the oven. We always have new songs that we're working on as we're completing a new batch. So like now that we just wrapped up this one, I've just did like, you know, kind of dove headfirst into these new jams, and we're going on tour. Of course, you know, because we're coming through Chicago. Yeah. I always set up a studio in the back of the bus, so we'll see what happens there. We always get a lot of work done on tour. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just whatever excites me, whatever is inspiring, and whatever is memorable, you know, I feel like can fit under the Sleigh Bells umbrella.
You know, I'm interested because I was reading a bunch about how you produce and put the music together, and a lot of it done in your Brooklyn apartment, and how Kid Khrushchev actually was a little bit different in the way that you traveled to Alexis's place and you did things more out in the woods. But there was something special about the idea that you spend a lot of time in one studio. Talk about your process. It's important to be close to environments that are comfortable, that you understand and know and be able to produce and that kind of thing, as opposed to going into a fresh studio to do something that maybe that you've never been in before?
Yeah, it does help. I mean, I work best and I'm most productive when I'm home. I mean, a typical day would be I'll wake up, I've been boxing for a number of years, so I go to the gym, and I really do that. I mean, it's nice to try to keep in shape, but it's a chemical thing. I mean, I leave the gym just happy. I don't know how else to put it. You know, it puts me in a great headspace. It's truly a chemical thing. It really is, you know. So I come home and I got a lot, you know, it just feels good. And I usually have a track open and I'll work on it throughout the day. You know, I'll go to a movie, but I'll spend give or take, you know, 2 or 3 hours with a session open, and I'll do it in bursts though. You know, I'll work for 15, 20 minutes, get something going, and then kind of take a break, come back to it and just tweak throughout the day. I'm not really a fan of just sitting in front of my computer for 8 hours straight. It's not a whole hell of a lot of fun. Yeah, right. So I'm usually, just kind of coming back to it throughout the day, and it'll evolve slowly over a couple of months. That being said, honestly, man, environment is not super important to me. I feel like, I mean, you could put me in a giant shoebox and poke holes in it, like a gerbil or something. And if I had my equipment with me and I could make a record, I will make a record in a shoebox. It does not really matter to me. You know, like I've been in the same apartment now for about 5 or 6 years. It's a nice spot. But when I moved to Brooklyn, you know, I lived in like a $400 apartment. It truly was actually kind of a shoebox. It was like a closet. And I made records there too. You know, I'm not that picky about it. Time is the most important thing. I just need the time for myself to do it. And it's a privilege to have that. You know, we've worked for it, but I'm also lucky and grateful. That's really the main thing. You know, I'd do it anywhere. I just need the time.
Obviously, with more time allotted to be able to do it, does it change the way you approach the music with having more time available? And take us back to even when you didn't have time. Was there a format and a style in which you did things, and now you've been able to replicate that record after record? Or does the time that's available to you now, does it change the way that you actually produce your music?
I don't think it does. We're just more productive now. You know, when I met Alexis, I was waiting tables. I was actually her waiter. I met her at the restaurant I was working at. And I was working 6 nights a week, you know, doubles most days. So, and she was teaching. She was a teacher. So we'd have like 1 night a week to work, and it just wasn't enough. So now that this has been our job for coming up on a decade, I feel, you know, we have 5 records, you know, well, 4 and an EP, just because we have the time to do it. It's my job, and I take it very seriously. And I never leave it alone for too long. You know, I might go a week without working on music, but max. You know, usually, like, it's an everyday thing. I like to stay in the rhythm of it.
As, you know, you said you got new music coming out, and when you're going to go on tour here with Sleigh Bells, of course, you know, you got the studio in the back of the bus. How much of this is for the foreseeable future, what you do? Are there other creative endeavors and pursuits that you look for as an artist beyond producing music? Or is this sort of, you have the time, so now you're going to double down and continue this pursuit?
You know, I've either directed or co-directed all of our music videos, and I write most of the treatments. I'm really passionate about that. I'm a film dude. I wouldn't call myself a cinephile, but I see a lot of movies, and I'm very passionate about it. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm ready to direct a feature. My God, no. I just don't know quite enough about the craft yet. But I am obsessive, and I do love it just about as much as I love listening to records and making records. So that's something I'm interested in. But to be perfectly honest, man, I don't really look that far down the road. I don't know. I'm just really aware of my own mortality. You know, I lost my dad a while back, and his death was sudden and tragic. So I don't know. I think the difference between me and a lot of people is that, on a scale of 0 to 10, how certain am I that tomorrow's going to happen? I don't really know. If I ask you for real, like, pretty much you're 100% that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and life will continue. Truly, I don't know that. So I'm in the moment, you know, for real. So Sleigh Bells is it right now. If I make it, I'm 36. I mean, if I make it to 40, God knows what I'll, you know, I don't know. But I can't tell you Sleigh Bells is my number one priority, and I don't do it so I could do anything else. You know, it really is my American dream. I love it to death, and there's nothing else I'd rather do. You know, I've said this a bunch, so I don't mean to be a broken record, but, like, for real, if you tacked on like 10 zeros to my account balance, I would wake up and do Sleigh Bells tomorrow morning with Alexis.
Awesome.
It's like, it's, you know, it's my number one thing. So I don't necessarily take myself that seriously all the time, but I do take Sleigh Bells very seriously, and you know, I cherish it and I work hard on it. So, yeah, man, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we did this for another 10 years. It's a beautiful thing, and I don't know why we would stop. I think one of us is going to have to die, which is a terrible thought.
Well, here's to making it to 40, and here's to the 31st at Metro. Derek Miller, guitar player, producer, one half of Sleigh Bells, which will be at the Metro coming up on the 31st. Derek, thanks so much for taking some time out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Justin, man. I much appreciate it. Thanks for having me, dude.